great Mozart overture played by Tafelmusik, The Clemency of Titus, La Clemenza di Tito overture by Mozart, next to Beethoven piano sonata. Support for all the great classical music this morning on KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 in the morning. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com. And from Mammoth, presenting a night of live storytelling and music with Professor Greg Jackson of the History That Doesn't Suck podcast, Friday, October 11th at Liberty Hall. Tickets available through Ticketmaster.com. Good morning. I'm Cordelia Brown. Next on Kansas Public Radio, Awadajan Pratt, pianist for the 30th Piano Sonata by Ludwig van Beethoven on KPR. The maverick American pianist Awadajan Pratt playing Beethoven's Opus 109, Piano Sonata number 30, here on KPR. Next, something from an opera by Mussorgsky, and then Benny Goodman will be our clarinetist this morning on KPR. Helping to sponsor today's programming on Kansas Public Radio are longtime supporters Ben and Judy Coates of Topeka, who are celebrating their 60th wedding anniversary today. Support from Ben and Judy, as well as other KPR members like you, help make the programming you hear daily on KPR possible. Thank you, Ben and Judy, and happy anniversary on this Diamond Jubilee anniversary from everyone here at KPR. Modest Mussorgsky, The Dance of the Persian Slaves, a pivotal scene from his opera, Kovanchina, Act 4. That was Sir Neville Mariner in the Academy here on Kansas Public Radio. A Dvorak legend for strings gets things started in the noon hour, and from the catalog of Mozart, Symphony No. 18, and much more. Classical music from noon to 3 on KPR. Next, the great clarinetist, usually thought of as a jazz musician, Benny Goodman, is next in this 1960s recording with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra of the first clarinet concerto by Carl Maria von Weber on KPR. A 1960s RCA recording of Benny Goodman, clarinetist with the Chicago Symphony, led by Jean Martinon, for the Clarinet Concerto No. 1 by Carl Maria von Weber, here on Kansas Public Radio. Debussy was born this week, today, I guess, on this date, 1862. We'll hear maybe his most famous piece, Clair de Lune, right after the 10 o'clock news in just a few minutes. Here on KPR, support for classical music comes from the Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer, live Kansas City jazz, 365 days a year till 3 in the morning. Information at greenladylounge.com. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. And support for news next on KPR comes from Bob Schwartz Financial, Kansans helping Kansans achieve their financial goals for over 45 years. More information available at bobschwartzfinancial.com. More music in just a few minutes. Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Cor.
Support for NPR comes from Mill, the food recycler that turns peels, bones, and leftovers into dry grounds for gardens. Or Mill can get them back to a farm. It's built to be odorless and runs automatically at night. More at mill.com. Good morning. This is KPR. Claude Debussy's musical Portrait of Moonlight, taken from his suite Bergamasque that was Claire de Lune. Paul Crossley, pianist. Next, music of a different mood, marked Pan Awakes, Summer Marches In. The music of Gustav Mahler, next on KPR. Creating a legacy in public radio is as easy as adding KPR to your will and becoming a member of the Dick Wright Legacy Society. A bequest can help ensure our on-air service will continue for years to come. For information, visit legacy.kansaspublicradio.org. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from KU, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan, and kansaspublicradio.org. Of the Symphony No. 3 by Gustav Mahler, we don't have enough time to play the whole thing in between newscasts, but here is the first movement, and it's marked in Mahler's handwriting as strong and decisive, D minor to F major. This is Andrew Litton's Dallas Symphony Orchestra for Kraftig, Powerful. First movement, Gustav Mahler's Third, KPR. That was the first movement, one of the longest and most ambitious first movements of any symphonies ever. That was by Gustav Mahler from his Symphony No. 3 from the 1890s in the sonata form, so it had the standard exposition of the two main themes, which were both marches, the development that played around with them, and a recapitulation. So, a little bit different. It's a little bit hard to understand if it's the first time you've heard Gustav Mahler, but think of it this way. Think of the first movement as the foundation of his symphony. He was bringing you the sound of the rocks and the mountains at the bottom of this huge chain of creation leading up to divine love, as Mahler put it, with a capital D and a capital L. But he is also telling the story of a big struggle between winter and summer. So that's why this movement, the first movement, has another subtitle. Pan Awakes and Summer Comes In, or sometimes just Summer Marches In. So kind of a clash between two marches, really. Think of it maybe as a cross between the Star Wars theme and a Sousa march. Wish we had time to hear the whole thing, but you can do that on your own. We've just heard the first movement of Mahler's Third. Andrew Litton and the Dallas Symphony Orchestra on this summer morning here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas. 69 degrees still in Lawrence. A little bit breezy today, and another somewhat cool in comparison day for mid-August. It should be awfully hot this weekend and the beginning of next week. Here is some chamber music by Bach, next, played by the Purcell Quartet. It's a trio, Sonata No. 2 by Bach on Kansas Public Radio. The Purcell Quartet, playing a trio by Bach, Trio Sonata No. 2 in C minor, here on Kansas Public Radio. Next we have Von Suppe, Haydn, and then William Faulkner, told by Burgess Meredith. the music by John Williams. In the meantime, here is Grover's Corners, the music of Aaron Copland from Our Town. Grover's Corners from Our Town, film music by Aaron Copland on KPR.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. Next time, call 844-4MIDDLE. That's 844-464-3353 to share your thoughts. Join us next time on The Middle, Thursday night at 8 on KPR2.
It's 11 o'clock. Good morning. We're live. We're local. We're KPR from KU on KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute 90.3. Well, today we should enjoy the relative coolness. 81 degrees for a high expected. And today should be partly sunny, a little bit of a breeze from the southeast. Tonight remains cool with 63 for a low. But tomorrow, after a high of 87, not too bad. Those southeasterly winds are still blowing, but south winds directly bringing us a hot weekend with a high Saturday of 94 and Sunday of 97. More music in just 3 minutes right here on KPR.
Rob Stein, NPR News.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 152 points. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher's dedicated team of specialists provide resources on investing, retirement income, estate planning, and more. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. Here's an overture to The Poet and Peasant by Franz von Suppe on KPR. Will she choose the poet or the peasant, or are they both? Franz von Suppe's overture to The Poet and Peasant, Charles Dutoit and the Montreal Symphony Orchestra. We have Burgess Meredith standing by with some John Williams music and some prose by William Faulkner. First, we'll hear music by Franz Josef Haydn. Next, Haydn's second flute trio with a great trio, Jean-Pierre Rampal, Isaac Stern, and Mstislav Rostropovich. Support for this morning's classical music on KPR comes from Bon Bon, a locally owned and operated neighborhood bistro in the heart of Lawrence's Warehouse Arts District, now open Tuesday through Saturday. Menu and reservations at bonbonlawrence.com. This is KPR. Jean-Pierre Rampal, Isaac Stern, and Mstislav Rostropovich for Opus 100 by Franz Josef Haydn, his second flute trio. Next, some movie music by John Williams about a William Faulkner story. Helping to sponsor today's programming on Kansas Public Radio are longtime supporters Ben and Judy Coates of Topeka, who are celebrating their 60th wedding anniversary today. Support from Ben and Judy, as well as other KPR members like you, help make the programming you hear daily on KPR possible. Thank you, Ben and Judy, and enjoy your Diamond Jubilee anniversary today. Thanks so much. In 1969, the William Faulkner story, The Reavers, was made into a movie with Steve McQueen, and John Williams wrote the music. Here's one of the actors from it, Burgess Meredith, to tell us the gist of the story, backed up by the Boston Pops now on KPR.
When I was young, I lived...
The music of John Williams, that he wrote for the 1969 film The Reavers with Steve McQueen and Burgess Meredith. And that was about a 1980 retelling or recap of The Reavers by Burgess Meredith with John Williams and the Boston Pops Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Every day you hear the difference on KPR. It's in-depth news and thoughtful conversations. Our news coverage is made possible by listeners like you. More than 84% of KPR's operating budget comes from private support. Now, more than ever before, is the time to invest in KPR and news that matters. Now's the time to discover how you can make a difference. Contribute now at support.kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks. And support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Raven Bookstore, hosting Natalie Parker, launching her new horror novel, Come Out, Come Out, Wednesday evening at 7. More at ravenbookstore.com/events. And from Humanities Kansas, welcoming U.S. Poet Laureate Ada Limone to the Salina Arts Center on Thursday, October 17th. Open to the public. Tickets available Tuesday. More information at humanitieskansas.org. Here's a Vivaldi chamber concerto now on KPR. A chamber concerto in D with Michaela Petri, recorder soloist, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas.
See the task ahead for blue leaders in red areas on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us at 3 o'clock for more about that. From NPR here on KPR, good afternoon. It's 12 noon exactly. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU. That's KANU. And KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV, KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute 90.3. You can listen online, too, at kansaspublicradio.org. Jeff Watson has more music right after noon news, and start age, as usual, classical music continues until 3 o'clock. Support for news next on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Midwest Trust Center at Johnson County Community College, featuring the Opus 76 Quartet, Christmas with the Celts, and more this season. Single tickets available at jccc.edu/Midwest Trust Center.
Live from